Trading mastery begins with a fundamental choice, the decision to win. Mark Minervini's transformation from mediocre trader to market champion started when he made this conscious commitment in 1990. Until that pivotal moment, he merely dabbled with predictably average results. This commitment isn't about hoping to succeed, it's about refusing to accept anything less than excellence. Within every trader, two competing forces battle for control. The disciplined builder, who trusts the process and learns from mistakes, and the impulsive wrecking ball, driven by ego and quick results. The trader who succeeds is the one who consciously feeds the builder while starving the wrecking ball. This internal struggle mirrors the Native American tale of two wolves fighting within us. The one that wins is the one we choose to feed. Success in trading isn't about innate talent, but persistent effort. Like elite violinists who practice over 10,000 hours compared to less accomplished peers 4,000 hours, trading mastery requires dedicated work. The champion trader maintains one attitude: keep going until you succeed. Quitting is never an option. What separates winners isn't luck or natural ability. It's the unwavering commitment to excellence and the willingness to do whatever it takes. Would you drive through an unfamiliar city without GPS? Yet most investors enter the market with thousands of dollars and minimal preparation. A proper trading plan creates clear parameters for entries, exits, risk management, and position sizing. Without this roadmap, you'll likely rationalize losses and miss opportunities. Professional traders prepare for virtually every situation through what-if contingency planning. Before trading, they've determined responses to any conceivable development, allowing for swift, decisive action when positions change. Your contingency plan should include specific exit points for losses, criteria for potential re-entry, and methods for protecting profits. Three priorities must guide your trading actions: limit your loss by defining risk and setting stop losses, protect your capital by moving stops to break even once you have profit, and protect your profit using trailing stops. Without a clear plan, you'll get caught in the paralysis regret cycle, freezing at key decision points, then regretting your inaction. Every morning, Minervini acknowledges his capacity for self-destruction, a ritual emphasizing that respecting risk is paramount. While risk can't be eliminated, it can be controlled by understanding potential losses before considering gains. Losing all capital ends the game entirely. Most investors fixate on buying and profits, letting greed drive decisions. Superior performance requires controlling risk with every trade. Trading without stop losses is like driving without brakes. Mental stops are worthless without the discipline to execute them. Losses compound geometrically. A 5% decline needs a 5.26% gain to break even, while a 50% loss demands a 100% gain. A 90% drawdown requires a 900% recovery. This mathematical reality explains why Minervini's maximum allowable loss is 10%, though his average loss is smaller. In trading, you control only four things: what you buy, how much you buy, when you buy, and when you sell. Once you own a stock, its movement is beyond your control. With only one decision remaining after entering a trade, when to sell, that decision becomes critical. Trading success depends on maintaining positive mathematical expectancy. Your percentage of winning trades multiplied by average gain divided by percentage of losing trades multiplied by average loss. With a 50% win rate, losses should be half your gains to maintain a 2-to-1 reward risk ratio. Minervini actually prefers a 25% batting average over 75% because it builds failure into the system. By keeping losses small relative to gains, he can be wrong more often yet still profit, providing flexibility in difficult markets. Your risk should be determined as a function of expected profits. You can determine upside potential through theoretical base assumptions, projecting a specific move, or result-based assumption, examining your actual average gains. using your actual results typically produces more reliable outcomes. When a stock rises by 3 times your risk and exceeds your average gain, move your stop to at least break even. If it continues rising, look for opportunities to secure profits. Breaking even on a previously profitable trade is far better than turning a gain into a loss. Without tracking your trading results, you can't set realistic expectations. It's like flying blind. Maintain a comprehensive spreadsheet of every trade, recording all transactions to establish your track record of average wins, losses, frequencies, monthly fluctuations, and holding periods. Trading has its fundamental triangle similar to photography's exposure triangle: average win size, average loss size, and win-to-loss ratio. Balancing these factors based on actual results maintains your mathematical edge. Watch for stubborn trader indicators. When largest monthly losses exceed gains, or when holding periods for losers exceed winners. These patterns reveal if you're holding on to losses while taking quick profits, a counterproductive behavior. Never discount the power of compounding smaller gains. Higher turnover with modest gains often outperforms lower turnover with larger gains. 6 10% gains compounded nearly doubles 1 40% winner, and finding stocks that rise 10% is considerably easier than finding 40% gainers. Minervini's approach focuses on stocks in confirmed stage 2 uptrends showing volatility contraction patterns, VCPs. A VCP is a digestion period where a stock consolidates gains through progressively smaller pullbacks on diminishing volume. Each contraction makes the stock tighter as it corrects less with diminishing supply. The VCP reveals how stocks transfer from weak hands to strong hands. During this contraction, less supply enters the market as long-term buyers absorb shares from short-term sellers. When a pivot point aligns with the line of least resistance, a stock can move rapidly once crossing this threshold because supply is low and even minimal demand can drive prices higher. Every correct pivot point develops with below-average volume contraction. Though many investors mistakenly worry about this apparent lack of liquidity, it's exactly what precedes a big move. When little supply is available, even modest buying can quickly drive prices higher. Contrary to conventional wisdom, you don't need excessive risk for exceptional returns. Minervini's 8 keys show how to achieve outstanding results with controlled risk. For generating big performance, 1. Master timing for right time, right place moments. 2. Concentrate on just 4-12 of the best stocks rather than diversifying. 3. Embrace turnover when you have an edge. And 4. Maintain favorable risk-reward relationships. For limiting drawdowns, 1. Sell into strength when buyers are eager. 2. Start with small positions before scaling up after establishing success. 3. Trade with the established trend. And 4. Protect your break-even point once you've secured a decent gain. These principles transformed Minervini's performance from mediocre to stellar. He discovered that super performance doesn't require finding giant winners exclusively. While still hunting for huge movers, he achieves strong results through smaller, solid gains that compound over time, turning 15 to 20% winners into triple-digit annual returns rather than waiting for rare moonshots.